Fans were expecting a hockey fight with some emotion. What they got was a war on ice between two division rivals, one that officials simply couldn't control. Kitchener Rangers defenseman Arbor Jekai sent Owen Sound captain Mark Woolley to the ice bloodied and knocked for a loop after a first period fight. This settled beef that's been brewing for weeks between the two. But on this night, it was only the beginning of a Friday night fiasco involving both teams. Misconducts were handed out like candy on Halloween. Rangers head coach and general manager Mike McKenzie was tossed from the game in the second period after showing displeasure for the officiating. But the Rangers emerged with a 4-3 win in the end, extending their winning streak to two games. The attack began their eighth power play opportunity at the end of the second, and by that point, the Rangers had only the one-man advantage to their credit. But enough about the officiating, this was a hockey game after all, one that went back and forth on the score sheet. Mike Patizian had a goal and a helper, and Carson Rehoff potted a beauty of a game-winner in the third period. Declan McDonnell and Reed Vallade had the other markers. Vallade was an assist away from a Gordie Howe hat trick. Ethan Burrows had a pair of goals for the attack in the loss, including the team's only power play goal on 10 power play opportunities. Kitchener was 0-2 on the man advantage. Jackson Parsons made 39 saves in the win, while Nick Chenard stopped 23 shots in the loss. Kitchener is on the road in Sarnia Sunday afternoon. Pre-game on City News 570 with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope starts at 1:30 p.m.